It is a pleasant spring afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Following the rain last night, clouds this morning broke a bit, and we're seeing some sunshine get through today, though in some areas clouds have still been rather dominant, especially over the higher elevations. Temperatures are just a bit cool for this time of year, and there is a bit of a breeze as well, so it's definitely feeling more like springtime than summer. You know, we're only 10 days away from summer. Summer arrives on Friday, June 21st, just before noontime, and we're still experiencing some spring-like weather around here. So it's definitely a situation where summer weather is in no rush, and I think a lot of people are probably happy about that, though I know there are those that love the heat and humidity of summer. There's also a lot of people that do enjoy that transition from winter to summer and that pleasant spring weather. And that's what we're seeing right now. The humidity is nice and low. It's going to be a cool night across our area as temperatures fall back into the 40s and low 50s. We'll see mainly clear skies. A few clouds will mix in, especially this evening. And then later tonight, some areas of fog are likely to form, especially near bodies of water. And tomorrow looks like a really nice late spring day. We'll see sunshine. A few clouds come in tomorrow afternoon, though they should be kind of high and thin, so I don't think they're really going to do much to impact the day by any means. It'll be a dry day. The humidity will be nice and low. Temperatures tomorrow will be up into the 70s. So if you have some time that you can kind of carve out tomorrow to be outside, I do highly recommend it. Just don't forget about the sunblock because, as I've mentioned recently, and I will remind you again, the sun's very strong this time of year. You can get a sunburn in a short amount of time. Then on Thursday, it's back to rainy weather as another storm comes through. So we'll have periods of rain Thursday. There may be some downpours mixed in, and there may even be a rumble or two of thunder, and then that stormy weather is out of here, and Friday looks like it'll be a mainly quiet day, though I can't rule out a few passing showers, especially along and north of I-90. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, cool, lows in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, sunshine, some afternoon high clouds, dry and pleasant, with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, cool, lows in the 40s to around 50, and for tomorrow, sunshine, some afternoon high clouds, dry and pleasant, with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear, areas of fog, cool, lows in the 40s to low 50s, and for tomorrow, sunshine, some afternoon high clouds, dry and pleasant, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly clear with areas of fog, cool, lows in the 40s to around 50, and for tomorrow, sunshine, some afternoon high clouds, dry and pleasant, with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy with periods of rain, cooler with highs in the 60s, and on Friday, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of showers, mainly north of Albany, breezy with highs in the 60s to around 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.